Lancet, the Lancet, a very prestigious medical journal, right?
That's correct.
Has formally retracted what it says is a flawed paper that drew a link between autism and measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine.
That's right. This was a paper published in 1998 by Andrew Wakefield, who is a gastroenterologist in the UK, who is now before the licensing body, the General Medical Council in the UK, for his actions. This paper published a report linking MMR vaccine to autism based on several flawed methodologies. Those flawed methodologies were, one, it used only 12 children, and those children were selected by him through lawyers who were encouraging him to, through his research, to set up a case to sue the companies. And so in this case, there was selection bias. That is, it was children chosen 2 years prior to the journal published the paper. There were lawyers that were working with him to set up this type of scenario. He then furthered this research by conducting literally experiments on children that were unnecessary, doing invasive techniques such as lumbar punctures and colonoscopies on children without the proper ethical and moral guidelines with regards to research. In fact, it was reported on CTV that he even did blood tests on children while they were in their daycare setting without permission from the parents. So this was the scenario that was set up, and the conclusions drawn from this study were faulty for various reasons. One, the research wasn't conducted properly. Secondly, there was no control group that was used to compare the results. And thirdly, it was a very small study. It was 12 children. It was not representative of an entire population. And they falsified their data at the same time. So even though they did all these particular procedures, the data that was reported was falsified to support the contention that MMR vaccine caused autism. And again, there was, without any refutation of this, there were he was influenced by the lawyers that wanted to conduct a class action lawsuit. So that's the background to this. And this was covered very well by Dr. Ben Goldacre. He's the journalist at the Guardian newspaper, and he's written the book Bad Science. And I interviewed him last year. One of his chapters in this book is called The MMR Hoax. And I recommend everybody listen to the interview right now, because the book is not available in Canada or the United States. It's on my website. If you just look up Ben Goldacre, he will talk about this in detail. So we covered this issue almost a year ago, and citing all the problems that are being noted today. And The Lancet actually just said has fully retracted. They retracted partially in 2004 because of a fatal conflict of interest, because of the fact that he was working paid as a consultant to lawyers who wanted evidence to show that MMR vaccine caused autism. And as well, 10 of the 13 study authors have renounced its conclusions as well, so they've now distanced themselves from that. And finally, the research now with regards to the retraction, saying the research was fundamentally flawed and because of the lack of clinical approval and the problems in which the children's illnesses were presented. So this pretty much goes to the source of where all this comes from and says that the source was biased and wrong. Whether this changes people's minds, the skeptic in me says, I don't think it's going to change anybody's minds who are already of the firm belief that there's an association, but at least the science has come out and they've actually shown where this actually has come from and completely refuted it.
And the website you want folks to go?
If they just go to my website, drbarrydworkin.com. It was on Sunday House Call. We had a nice interview, went about an hour, and we covered his book, Bad Science, and there's a whole section on the MMR hoax that we talked about, and they can find that very easily just by looking up Ben Goldacre.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Barry Dworkin.